KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with showers developing, a high of 56. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Shenandoah responding to a reported assault Saturday evening in the 700 block of Church Street ended up arresting a 16-year-old male on numerous charges. The teen was arrested at around 6:30 p.m. when during the investigation he became involved in a physical confrontation with the officers. The juvenile was charged with two felony counts of assault on a peace officer with a dangerous weapon, three counts of interference with official acts resulting in bodily injury, serious assault, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The juvenile was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs and held pending further legal proceedings. Red Oak Police reported to multiple arrests from Friday and Saturday morning. On Friday at about 4:19 p.m., officers arrested three individuals in the 300 block of West 2nd Street for trespassing. Those arrested included 38-year-old Leonard Thomas Wright of Council Bluffs, 24-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Corning, and 38-year-old Heidi Ann Burnt of Omaha. All three were taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond each. Early Saturday morning, Red Oak police arrested a Red Oak woman for drug and alcohol charges. At around 12:38 a.m., 20-year-old Luis Rodriguez Ibarra of Red Oak was arrested for possession of controlled substance marijuana and possession of alcohol under the age of 21. He was arrested in the 700 block of North Broadway Street and taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where Reeves was held on a $1,000 cash bond. Early Saturday morning at 12:45 a.m., Red Oak police arrested 18-year-old Christopher Michael Cedar of Red Oak for OWI drugged first offense. Cedar was also charged with possession of a controlled substance marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. Red Oak police were assisted by Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies in that particular case. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer said Friday that a debit and credit card skimmer was found at the Yesway convenience store in Audubon. The Audubon Police Department and Yesway Management are reviewing video footage to establish a timeline of when the skimmer might have been installed. The skimmer was used to copy debit or credit card information and then relay them to a different location. The Audubon Police Department is asking that any persons who recently used a debit or credit card at the Yesway gas pumps in Audubon to monitor your account for fraudulent activity. If there's any suspicious activity found, you can contact your financial institution and the Audubon Police Department at 712-563-2500. A Sioux City woman convicted for her role in a police chase that led to a gunfight has been sentenced to 90 days in jail. The Sioux City Journal says 27-year-old Brittany Hood was sentenced Friday after pleading guilty in Woodbury County District Court to eluding and interference with official acts. Authorities say Hood was driving a vehicle carrying 24-year-old Melvin Spencer and another man on February 26th when a deputy tried to pull her over. Prosecutors say she sped away but later stopped and took off on foot. She was soon caught by the deputy. Authorities say Spencer then drove away in the vehicle and later exchanged shots with another deputy. Another man in the vehicle was wounded. Spencer has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder. University of Iowa officials have confirmed the death of a man found intoxicated at the University of Iowa dormitory in Iowa City. University police officers were called to the home Dom Hall at 10:45 p.m. Saturday, where they found the responsive man. University spokeswoman Haley Bruce said the man was taken to a hospital where he later died. His name has not been released, and it's not clear if he's a student or not at the university. Two people who died when a small plane crashed in eastern Iowa have been identified. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office identified the victims Sunday. The crash happened Friday afternoon about 15 miles northwest of Iowa City. Authorities say 70-year-old Terry Cohen of rural Iowa City and 56-year-old James Spicer of Cedar Rapids were killed in the crash. The single-engine plane crashed shortly after taking off from the private airfield in Oxford. The plane was on fire when authorities arrived. Federal investigators are looking at the wreckage of the 1965 Piper Cherokee 180 to determine what caused that crash. And the Iowa State Patrol says two people died, another was injured during separate accidents that took place Saturday afternoon. First, it was in southern Iowa's Clark County. Patrol says 59-year-old John J. Jackson of Osceola died after a car made a U-turn in front of him and his motorcycle struck the car. The accident happened around 3:45 p.m. in front of the Clark County Historical Museum. Jackson, who was riding a 2006 Kawasaki motorcycle, tried to avoid the collision by laying the bike on its side. He died at the Clark County Hospital. The driver of the 1997 Ford Thunderbird that Jackson struck was identified as 82-year-old Porter Sproul of Osceola. He was transported by Life Flight to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. The second accident happened on northern Iowa's Winnebago County Saturday. Patrol says the victim, whose age and gender were not made available, was riding a 2016 Polaris Ranger and turning left from a private driveway onto 100th Avenue when they lost control and caused the machine to roll onto its side. The driver was ejected from the machine. That accident happened around 4:15 p.m. Saturday. In the funeral announcements, Glenn Ehlers, age 87, of Manila, died Wednesday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Glenn Ehlers will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Roland Raleigh Henderson, age 63, of Wyota, died Thursday. Funeral services for Raleigh Henderson will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Curtis Wigg, age 60, of Des Moines, died Friday. Services, I make that graveside services for Curtis Wigg, will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bob Kennedy, age 93, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Bob Kennedy will be this Thursday at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Nicholas Ryan Zimmerman, age 21, of Atlantic, passed away Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Nicholas Zimmerman are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.